Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Beyoncé's world, we're just living in it. We're telling you the biggest songs on TikTok, hanging out with Karol G, talking about Shakira's iconic career, and taking you to see Bruce Springsteen. It's Thursday, March 21st. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News. I'm so excited about Cowboy Carter, and I'm clearly not the only one. So let's get into some Beyoncé news. Cowboy Carter is one of the most anticipated albums of 2024, but this new era is rubbing some people the wrong way.
This ain't Texas, ain't no holdin'.
Beyoncé already has a number one song off her new album, Cowboy Carter, and it doesn't even drop until next week. But after revealing the album name, inspiration behind the project, and an alternate cover, some other artists are questioning Queen Bee. Erykah Badu shared Bee's alternate cover on IG with the caption, seeming to insinuate that she copied Badu's propensity for rocking similar braids. She recently wore the same style at a red carpet and in a promo look. After the Beehive got wind of it, Erykah took to Twitter saying, "To Jay-Z, say something, Jay. You gonna let this woman and these bees do this to me?" Jay-Z didn't respond. But Beyoncé's publicist Yvette seemed to acknowledge it, sharing a slideshow of Bee with braided hairstyles over her decades-long career.
Might get your song played on the radio station.
But Erykah Badu isn't the only artist taking issue with Beyoncé's new era.
Like, the girls really be trying to force meaning where there is no meaning.
Azalea Banks hopped on IG to share her opinion on Beyoncé's country era and B's explanation for why she decided to make Cowboy Carter.
No, I have been like a Beyoncé fan since I was a little girl, and just to see like the kowtowing is a lot for me.
Like Erykah Badu, she insinuated Jay-Z has some creative control over Beyoncé. Beyoncé's response, none, but she did share some promo for her hair care line, Sacred, featuring herself, Blue Ivy, and Tina, an unbothered queen. And it's one thing to go to a show, but it's not every day you get to see a legend. Check this out. After 6 months, Bruce Springsteen is back, and we take you to his show in Arizona in Billboard All Access. Fans packed into the Footprint Center in Phoenix to welcome back the legend after postponing 29 shows for his health. He had all the energy performing songs like Badlands, in 10th Avenue Freeze Out. And sometimes you just need to hear the boss rock the harmonica. Fans grabbed merch to commemorate the memorable night. Bruce apologized for the delay, simply stating during his closing song, "I had a m***er of a bellyache." I try to keep up with TikTok trends and I'm always overwhelmed. Luckily, we have a chart to do that.
A major sacrifice, but clueless at the time.
Joe returns to the top while One Fresh Face breaks into the top 10. Joe, aka Joe Carey's End of the Beginning, bounces back to number one after spending some time at three on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting March 21st. The only newbie in the top 10 is Austin by Dasha.
In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, wash up in Austin.
The track jumps from 15 to 6. But it's not the only country song in the top 10. Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em made a huge leap from 39 up to number 4. Users must be excited for Cowboy Carter. Jack Harlow also returns to the top 10 with Lovin' On Me landing at number 8.
You can whip your lovin' on me, baby,
Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. Shakira has a collab with Cardi B coming, and I can't wait. Let's take a look at the icon.
17 years later, I still get the references about hips don't lie. Hey, Shakira, your hips don't lie.
Shakira is one of the hottest Latin artists in the world, and her Billboard chart history proves it. In honor of the release of her upcoming album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, let's take a look back at her biggest chart achievements. This is Billboard Explains, Shakira's global domination. Shakira first entered the Billboard charts with Estoy Aquí. The song was a big radio hit, topping the Latin pop airplay chart and reached number 2 on Hot Latin Songs.
Y ahora estoy aquí, queriendo convertir los campos en ciudad.
It was the first in a long list of her hits on Hot Latin Songs, 49 career entries so far. That's the third most of all time for a woman, behind Karol G's 63 and Ednita Nazario's 53. Shakira has 21 number ones on Latin airplay, the most of any female artist, and 11 projects reached the top Latin albums chart. Over on the Hot 100, Shakira made her chart debut with Whenever, Wherever in 2001, which peaked at number 6.
Whenever, wherever, we're meant to be together.
Of her 28 Hot 100 hits, 6 reached the top 10, including the Wyclef Jean collab Hips Don't Lie, which was number 1 for 2 weeks in 2006.
My hips don't lie and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, attention.
Shakira. Beautiful Liar with Beyoncé hit number 3 in 2007. And Take You Hey, her collab with Karol G, peaked at number 7 in 2023. The Colombian hitmaker has 13 entries on the Billboard 200 with 5 top 10s. Her 2014 self-titled album went the highest, peaking at number 2. Do you think Shakira can score her first number 1 on the Billboard 200 with her upcoming album? We can't wait to find out.
¿Qué le diría a mí misma muchos años atrás que le hubiera dicho que nada, le hubiera dicho que confiara en ella, que confiara en ese sentimiento que tenía aquí adentro? Yo siempre tuve un sentimiento que muchas veces traté de reprimir. Si hubiera confiado más en ese sentimiento, creo que hubiera ahorrado mucho tiempo, pero pues igual aquí estamos y eso me hubiera dicho y eso les digo a ustedes. Confíen en eso que tienen aquí. Yeah.
Hey guys, my name is Young Miko and this is 5 things you probably don't know about my music. Okay, number 1, I write all of my songs with my producer Mauro. He's an amazing songwriter, not just a producer. I love him so much. Number 2, I think my drink of choice in the studio is wine. We like to have wine every now and then just to get the vibe going, and it usually works. My new single, Curita, just dropped. We recorded it in Electric Garden Studios in New York City, and it was a super blast. Number 4, I like to have my friends in the studio, but then when it's time to record, I kick everybody out because I'll get nervous. Only Mauro and me in the booth. And number 5, I don't have a specific way about how I write a song. It can go any way. I can come in inspired, or it can be an old song I already have and switch it up. I just see how the day goes. And those are 5 things you did not know about my music.
Completely obsessed. Now come back tomorrow for the show where it will be Pink Friday as I hit the streets and we give you all your new music. I'll see you then.